Well, she sneaks about the world, moving into Carolina. She's a sticky finger filter from Berlin down to Belize. She'll take you for a ride on a snowboat to China. Tell me where in the world is
Ben and Vince.
Welcome to the Ben and Vince Show, again, streaming onto your computer, into your ears.
Through the wires.
Yeah, all over your face.
We're just,
coming at you.
We're just dongling here.
Yeah, we've dongled for a while, and now we're dongling in front of you.
Yeah, someone should report us.
It's a public indecency or something.
Yeah. So, have you noticed that, you know, how you can, like, call the time and it'll say, you know, like, at the tone, the time will be.
Yep.
All right, that number has been disconnected.
Really?
Yeah. I tried to call it just now, and it doesn't even work.
Oh, my God. Is there a new number?
No. You're just supposed to know what time it is.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of world do we live in now?
I don't know.
Where people are just expected to know the time.
Yeah. Isn't that stupid?
That is stupid. I mean, like, what time is it right now? I don't know.
Oh, you should call the time.
No, I'm not going to do it on air.
Okay.
So, I hope the weather still works.
Yeah, the weather still works.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I wonder why they did it.
I don't know. Save money? It's tough times, you know.
Harsh times.
Yeah, it's harsh times.
Everybody's trying to cut costs.
Yeah, especially in Namibia.
In Montgomery County.
Yeah. Montgomery County is spending a lot of money still.
I mean, I assume they are. I don't know. Are they spending it on the right things?
They're spending it on the right stuff. They're just buying up all the copies of it.
Wow. It's not exactly a good use of money. Well, I mean, what do you think? Call in. Let us know
how
you feel about
calling. I don't want to hear what you have to say. I mean,
what if
no.
It's stupid?
Yeah, all right. If it's stupid or entertaining.
Yeah.
If you're Ian, you can call in.
Yeah. So, you dig yourself out of all the snow?
Snow? It snowed?
I mean, at some point it snowed.
So you're saying it's going to have snowed?
It already has half snowed.
Oh. So, yeah. Yeah.
You melted it?
No, I just pushed it out of the way.
Shoved it right on out.
Yeah, I acted like I was a snowplow, and I just ran down the sidewalk with a shovel. It was pretty
good acting.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about taking an acting class, but it conflicts with my other classes. There's like, it's offered at like 4 different times, and they all conflict.
Wow, were you really thinking of taking an acting class?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Can you still do it?
I mean, not this semester, I can't.
Why?
Because it conflicts with my classes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about last semester.
No. We're like pre-registering for class right now.
Yeah.
Have you seen video where the guy throws the saw blade through the 2x4?
No.
That video has got to be fake.
I bet, yeah.
It looks so fake. First of all, you can tell it's going to be fake before it even does it. Because the guys are like, oh wow, I can't wait to see this. Like, mm-hmm. That's terrible acting. I know, because I almost took that class. And then, like, you know, the time it takes to saw a 2x4 with, like, a circular saw? Oh my god, it's so fake. He just throws it right through. Like, it's like a hot knife through butter. And it makes, like a power tool sound when it's going through. It's so fake.
Wow, something on the internet is fake.
I'm just... It's fake, alright? It's fake.
You're doing your duty as a journalist, letting the people out there know that this video is fake.
Yeah.
They should have done some fact-checking before they put that up there.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like, come on, internet.
Yeah. Let's have at least, like, some standard of, you know, integrity or something.
Yeah.
They need some quality assurance on the internet.
God, I was at Best Buy, right?
Okay.
And, you know how you have to, like, you know, you go through the checkout line.
Yeah.
And then you walk out the door.
Yeah.
Well, before you walk out the door, they had this guy, and his name tag said he was in loss prevention.
And loss prevention?
Loss prevention. And he asked to check your receipt and make sure that you, you know, have what you bought or whatever.
Wow.
Not stealing anything. And, like, there was a line to go past this guy.
Right. And,
like,
right.
This is the stupidest thing. What are you going to do? Not only leave the store? Like, oh, my God.
And they're really losing so much money from people stealing stuff that it's worth it to pay somebody to do that?
Yeah, good question. No, it's so stupid. I hate this shit. It's like, I'm, like, guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking shit, man.
You should just start stealing stuff.
Way ahead of you.
Great. So, you're saying it was far from the Best Buy that it could have been.
I mean, I don't even know what a buy is. Well, like, I guess, I mean, like, the buy, like, you know, the meetup, you know, the DVD buy.
What?
Is that what you're talking about?
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Didn't you just say it was far from the Best Buy that it could have been?
Yeah.
What do you mean by buy?
I mean that your experience of buying whatever you bought was not optimal.
I mean, it was a pretty good buy. It just wasn't a very good leave.
Okay, I see. So maybe they can keep their name.
Well, we should steal it.
Well, I was just gonna sue them for false advertising.
Oh. What are you, that's lame.
Yeah. Alright, fine, let's do it.
Alright. What other names can we take?
Circuit City, they're out of business.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nobody would even be watching. I saw a Circuit City store with graffiti all over it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We should go steal the sign. That big plug thing.
Yeah. Well, they don't have that. Like, they changed their logo, right?
Just unplug it and take it home.
Yeah, and then that
would be... Yeah, I agree.
I'm sorry?
Me too.
All right. I'm very apologetic today on the Benavent Show.
So, what were you saying?
I was saying, let's go to CVS.
To get tampons?
No?
Why do you need tampons?
I don't.
Then do why, you? Why are we going to CVS then?
They sell other things.
Alright, what do you want from CVS?
I don't know, the name?
What does it stand for?
That's what I always wondered. Because it's CVS slash pharmacy, so is the CVS the drugstore part? Like, I mean, the you know, convenience store part?
Convenient. Convenient. Very store.
Yeah, convenient versioning system.
No, convenient. Very store. Convenience store.
Okay, that's probably right.
That's probably it. Convenience store.
Okay.
Yeah. We're just like that guy Lenny. We solved the mystery. We cracked the puzzle. We unlocked the conspiracy.
Who's Lenny?
The guy on YouTube.
I guess I haven't seen it. Dang. Was it, convenience store. Can't convenience store.
Very astute observation. Let's go to break.
I'm George Michael, inviting you to join us each week for the George Michael Sports Machine. At the push of a button, we'll bring you the latest sports news, the best in action highlights, and special video features that you won't see anywhere else. It's a whole new world of sports brought to you through the magic of satellites and tape technology. Be there for the George Michael Sports Machine every Sunday night at 11:30, only on Channel 4.
I've been working this crazy shift, and I hate shit. I wish I could buy me a spaceship.
I swear I do. GSC feel me, I feel you, man.
I've been working this grave shift, and I ain't made shit. I wish I could buy me a spaceship and fly past the sky.
My manager insults me again, I will be assaulting him. After I fuck the manager up, then I'm gonna shorten the register up. Let's go back to the gap. Look at my check, wasn't no scratch. So if I stole, wasn't my fault. Yeah, I stole, never got caught. They take me to the back and pat me, asking me about some khakis. But let some black people walk in, I bet you they show off they token blackie. Oh, not enough, Kanye. Let's put them all in the front of the store. So I'm on break next to the no smoking sign with a blunt in the mall. Taking my hits, writing my hits, writing my rhymes, playing my mind. This fucking job can't help them. So I quit, y'all welcome.
We're just going.
We're going. We're on the air. We're recording. We're live. Hello. To you.
Hey.
How was your break?
You know, it was one of those breaks. You know, it was nice and relaxing, and I didn't really do much.
That's good.
I mean, it's okay.
It's okay.
So, go on.
No, I didn't have anything to say. Go ahead.
I heard you're an elitist.
I heard that you think that I'm an elitist.
What kind of person would say that they would never eat at McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's or Popeyes or KFC?
Did you actually keep track of all of those?
An elitist. That's who.
I'm glad you can answer your own questions, because I didn't know the answer.
You know what? Like, if I was, going to McDonald's, I wouldn't say no. I wouldn't say, don't pelt me with Fritos.
I go into McDonald's and say, don't pelt me with Fritos all the time.
Didn't you go to 7-Eleven the other day?
Yeah.
What'd you get there? Fritos.
Fritos.
But what? That's not the point. The point is, well, what's wrong with all those, dining establishments?
I don't want to call them out on air. It's rude.
It's rude.
Yeah.
Well, you're calling them out in real life by not eating them.
Yeah, okay, that's not rude, though.
How is that rude, not?
It's rude not because I don't actually go there, so they're not aware that I'm avoiding them.
You're, like, turning your nose up at them.
I mean, I'm not doing that, literally, anyway.
Okay.
So they don't know.
I mean, they know now. I just told them.
Well, why would you do that?
They deserve to know.
They deserve to know? I don't think so. They don't deserve my business.
Why not?
So they don't deserve to know.
Why don't they deserve your business?
Because, you know, they just don't. They don't have good food.
They do have good food. Who doesn't like burgers?
I feel like I'm insulting the cooks right now. Like, it's not a personal thing, guys.
Have you ever had a McGriddles?
I don't think so.
They're delicious. I don't know. It might be too much food for you.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, some number of calories, some shit.
Like, how many calories is it?
Calories, by the way, are not real. Can we agree on that?
Not real. I mean, they don't exist. Like, energy doesn't exist or something?
I mean, you know, the measure of, like, how big something is isn't how many calories it has.
When you say big, do you mean, like, size? Like, volume?
No, I mean, like,
how
big of a meal it is.
Are you talking about, like, how much it fills you up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably true. But what about how healthy it is for you?
I mean, who cares? I don't know. Who cares? But, like, yeah, you shouldn't eat more calories than you're gonna expend or whatever.
Yeah, or something like that.
But what I'm saying to you is this.
Okay. Go on.
If I have, like, you know, something that's 10 ounces and 200 calories, that's gonna be more than something that's, you know, 6 ounces and 300 calories.
Okay. So?
The 6 ounces one is just gonna be, like, really sugary or something. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, right.
Well, some people were trying to tell me it's just all about the calories.
I mean, it's not all about the calories, but it's a little bit about the calories.
I mean, the calories are something else. They're made up. How are you going to measure how many calories are in something? And why is it always an even number?
Because they make the serving size so that it fits.
What about one serving size is like one container?
Yeah, they make the container size so that it's a certain amount of calories.
But no, the container size is like... Alright, what if it's 12 fluid ounces?
Okay, what about it?
You're telling me 12 fluid ounces is going to be exactly, you know, 180 calories or however much?
Yeah, they make it so that it is.
What do you mean they make it so that it is?
They adjust the content of the drink or whatever.
Oh my god. We don't have that kind of technology.
You don't think we have that kind of technology?
Alright, why don't organic foods end in, like, sevens then?
Why would it end in seven?
It ends in zero.
Okay, it ends in zero.
Why doesn't it end in seven?
Why would it end in seven?
Because it's not zero. What about one or two or three? Or any of those numbers?
Like, in particular?
Any of them, they're not zero. Why does it always end in zero?
Because that's how things come.
But, like, you know, you're saying they manipulate the content of the food?
I'm saying the food manipulates the content of itself.
How?
That's how nature works.
Nature grows it so that it's
ending
in zero?
Yeah.
See, it's made up.
We made calories to fit with how nature worked.
Okay. Then how do we measure the calories?
You just do it. You just eat it and see how much energy it gave you.
Oh, okay.
Or you burn it. And you see how many things you can light on fire.
You think this is a job that's just burning food and measuring it?
I mean, we're all burning food, Vince. So I don't know.
I don't feel like I'm on fire.
I don't. Yeah, you're not on fire. The food's on fire.
Is it inside of me?
Yeah.
That means it's on fire.
Yeah, it's on fire.
I'm not on fire.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, there's no fire inside of me.
How do you know?
I don't mean...
Wow, I'm not choosing you for my sports team.
There's no physical... There's no...
Choose your words carefully.
I'm not burning up inside.
How do you know?
I don't know. Wouldn't I be hot then?
You are hot. You're 98 degrees.
Oh my god. Well, you're Backstreet Boys.
I think we're out of sync.
Oh my god. Yeah, especially since you don't want to go to McDonald's.
Right. That's one thing we disagree.
You know, Burger King has this thing called the Tender Crisp Bacon Cheddar Ranch.
That's a, they had that commercial.
Yeah. How could you not like something like that?
Because it's too much.
You know Burger King has funnel cake sticks?
Yeah, you told me that.
And you still don't want to go.
I could just get funnel cake somewhere else.
Where? What are you going to get? The zoo? The fair?
Yeah.
Those things aren't always happening.
The zoo is always happening. It's a place. It can't happen.
It's closed. It's always closed.
It's not always closed.
You're going to go all the way to the zoo to get a funnel cake?
No.
This is Burger King like 5 minutes away.
Yeah, but in emotional terms. I mean, I haven't been to the zoo.
What?
I haven't been to the zoo in such a long time anyway. Like,
I don't understand how you never go to the zoo.
I've been to the zoo, but not since
the
I was
zoo
like...
The zoo is like always there. How do you not go to it?
Now you're saying it's always there? Before you were saying it was always closed and not ever happening.
Yeah, that is what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're saying.
Most people go to the zoo, like, probably at least once a year.
Really?
Maybe.
Let's take a poll. All
right.
Let's ask
the audience.
Yeah.
I'm using one of my lifelines.
Yeah, use them wisely. You don't want to run out.
Yeah, caller, when's the last time you went to the zoo?
Yesterday.
It's pretty recent.
That wasn't a caller, I just said the word yesterday. But
well, there was a person named Yesterday.
Yesterday Jones.
Yesterday
Williams.
Strauss. Is that your dad's name?
Not at all close.
That's reminding me I need to do that thing now.
Yeah, okay, right. Step one.
Yeah.
Do that thing.
Got a hole in the box.
Step two.
For the mail to fall out of. Yes!
Wow.
Alright, that's our show.
Alright, very scientific today. Don't try it at home, kids. We'll